Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Hey, family. It is Valenice B, your hostess with the mostest, and you are tuning in to Valenice B and Family. Happy freaking new year. 2024 is here. I am wishing you all big paychecks, amazingly great sex, and no stress all 2024 and beyond. So I just wanted to tap in and do kind of like a filler episode and let you all know what's been going on with me, where we are going, what we are accepting this year, and what we are trashing. So first, I would like to thank you all who have been loyal subscribers to me, loyal listeners to me. I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart because I know I am not easy. Okay. I know I'm not easy to deal with all the time. I know I'm not, I know I can be hard to handle sometimes, but you guys rock out with me. You love me. You support me. You motivate me. You keep me energized and inspired, and I love you all for it. And y'all ain't that easy to deal with neither. So anyway, my 2023 in a review. 2023 was an absolute shit show for me. You guys know I normally don't try to curse, but I had to put emphasis on how 2023 went for me. It started in 2022 and it spilled over into 2023. And now 2023 is trying to spill over into 2024. And I'm like, stop. This is what we're not going to do, right? So, things that I want for us to leave in 2023, I'm going to give you guys 10. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Right? I'm going to give you 10 things to leave in 2023, and I'll tap on my 2023 and review with each one of these just to give you an example, because y'all know I love to give examples. Anywho. What we're not going to do in 2024, ladies and gentlemen, is date down. You heard me. I said it. We are not dating down. Okay? What we're going to do in 2024 and beyond is fuck up. I'm going to let that sit with y'all for just a second. Okay, I'm back. We're going to fuck up. And I mean that literally and figuratively. If you were dating a dude that had his own apartment and had his own car, now we dating a dude who got his own house. Okay? We're going to go from the apartment to the house. We're not dating down, ladies and gentlemen. We are not jumping on anyone's struggle bus. We're not helping anybody else get it out the mud or the dirt or the tub or the shower. We're not helping you get it out of anything, sir, ma'am. What we're doing is being adults, okay? We are taking care of ourselves. We are making sure we have something to offer. I don't particularly care for the what you bring to the table conversation. However, we do need to make sure that we have more things to offer each other than babies and bills. Okay, a little bit more than just babies and bills. Ladies, don't think I'm ragging on y'all. Men come with babies and bills too. So we're not dating down in 2024. We are meeting or beating. And fellas, that's more so for you, okay? You don't want to just meet your lady. Beat your lady. We expect for y'all to provide and protect for us. I'm a little old school. I'm going to probably die this way. And that's okay. I'm not dating down. I'm not settling for a man who can't provide and protect for me. I can provide and protect for myself. So what I'm going to get with you for, son? You can't do the same. So we're meeting and beating. Okay? Moving on. Number two. We're not letting anybody live with us. There are only two types of people who can live with me from this day forward. Y'all ready? Even if you're not ready, I'm getting ready to tell you. The only two type of people that can live with me are the people that came out of me and the person that comes in me. You heard it. Your mind's not playing tricks on you. I said it. The only two type of people that can live with me are the ones that came out of me and the one that comes in me. Okay? So if you are not my child and or my man, can't stay here. I'm in the process of starting a whole organization called Val's House. You guys would be more than welcome to go to Val's House. I will have resources. I will have referrals. I will have everything you need to make it out here. But my house and my sanity. We're not living with people. We're not letting people live with us. Okay? Unless it's a roommate style deal. We come in, we agree that this is what we're going to do. Other than that, we're going to figure it out. Or we're going to contact places that actually help people. And I'm going to give you guys, I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. I'm not going to talk negatively about anybody because I've been in situations myself where I've needed places to go. And what helped me the most is not relying on people. What helped me the most was relying on myself. It was trusting me to get me out of this situation. It was trusting me to help me help myself. It was trusting me, okay, to make sure that I never ended up in this type of situation again. And the more you help people, the more they expect you to help them. Or the more they don't even try anymore. They just be like, well, shit, I know Val will help. I know I can go live with Val. I can lose my place. I'll go live with Val. Mm-mm. We're not doing it no more, ladies and gentlemen. We're not doing it anymore. We're growing up. We're stepping into our big girl and our big boy undies and panties. Okay? Don't let nobody come live with you. Especially since they have squatter rights. Especially. That is scary. That is scary, y'all. Don't do it. You've been warned. 3. What we're not doing in 2024 is ignoring red flags. Okay? We're not ignoring red friendship flags. We're not ignoring red business ship flags. We are not ignoring red partnership flags. Okay? What we're going to do this year is pay attention. Now, don't get it twisted. We all have issues. Everybody has issues. No one is perfect. We all, every day, should thrive to become the best version of ourselves. Some of us do. Some of us don't. Whatever your ministry is, I'm not here to judge you. But what I am here to do is help you out a little bit. And we are not going to ignore red flags. Ladies, if a man is helping you more with your children than he's helping the woman that he had children with their children that they have together, that is a red flag. Because, sir, how can you be so great to me and my children, but you hate your baby's mother, your the mother of your children, and you therefore you would hate the kids too? That does not give you a green light to have a child with him, sis. And men, the same. Because we have deadbeat mothers out here too. And if she is not a pretty decent mom to her children, you might not want to shoot the club up and give her babies, because she'll probably not be a good mother to your child as well. I joke and tell guys all the time, like, hey, I came into this relationship with 2 children. I'm going to leave this relationship with 2 children. If we have a baby, you, sir, will be a single father. Enjoy. It's a joke, but ha-ha. We're not ignoring red flags. 4. What we're leaving in 2023, people, is putting ourselves behind. We are not going to be last on our list anymore. This is for my strong, independent, single Black women. This is for the Harriet Tubmans of our generations. This is for the I don't need no man. Okay. This is for the big sister. You know, this is for the martyr of the family. This is for the little big mama. This is for the big, big mama. This is for the big papa. This is for all y'all who put everything and everybody in front of you. And then when you're in need, nobody can help you because you've helped everybody. We're not doing it no more. 2024, we come first and foremost. And we don't move until we want to move. Y'all know we good people. Y'all know we take care of business. Y'all know we'll be there for you. You know I'm 10 toes down. You know I'm ride or die, but don't depend on it. Okay? We are not putting ourselves last. We are first and we are foremost. 5. This is kind of doubling back a little bit to 4, but we're going to get into it a little deeper. We are no longer going to be strong, independent Black women, ladies. I'm sick of it. I'm tired. Y'all should be tired too. And this is coming from a former strong, independent Black woman. It got me nowhere, sis. I mean, it got me a few places, but it in the long run, it did not get me. It didn't give what I thought it would give, right? It wasn't given. So being a strong, independent Black woman got me dependent on. Being a strong, independent Black woman got me exhausted. Being a strong, independent Black woman got me tired. Being a strong, independent Black woman got me stressed. Being a strong, independent woman got me single. Okay? You got to let a man be a man. And you can't both be in the house trying to wear the pants. Now, you got to let the man have the britches on. You put on a skirt, child. Y'all don't have to take my advice. I'm just letting you know my experience about being a strong, independent Black woman. It got me nowhere. It just got me stronger and more difficult to get along with. Yeah? So no, we are not being the Harriet Tubmans of our generation. We are going to, and I'm not saying be weak, but we are going to be in our femininity. It is just some things, ladies, that we shouldn't even attempt to try to do. I am all for, you know, you ladies working in construction and being truck drivers and, you know, all the things that women couldn't do in the past. I'm all for it. I love it. I love that for us. But I also want us to be loved properly by a man, a real man, just a man to come in and do what a man's supposed to do. And you take the role as a woman and you do what a woman is supposed to do. And I'm not trying to sound like a caveman. I'm just saying, for me and my house, it's certain things that I just don't want to do. But I had to do it because I was a strong, independent Black woman. 6, moving on. We, in 2024, are not going to lack boundaries. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. We, in 2024, are not going to lack boundaries. What we are going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is have firm boundaries. Boundaries are for us. They are not for anyone else. So, if you have a rule that you're not talking on your phone after 10 p.m. or texting or social media and whatever, and you tell your close-knit circle, square, box, whatever it is, triangle, and somebody decides to contact you at midnight just to see if they can, or to say, what you doing? Or let me tell you this before you go. No. You're not telling me anything at 12 a.m., okay? I told you I'm not talking on the phone past 10. So you having from whatever time I wake up until 10 p.m., whatever time you wake up until 10 p.m., to tell me whatever it is you have to tell me. And if it's after 10 p.m. and it's not an emergency that I can actually help you with, don't rat-a-tat-tat-tat my phone. Don't hit my line. Don't waste my time. Or your time, because I'm not going to respond either way. Okay? Set boundaries, have boundaries, okay? And stick to them. Stick to them. You'll thank me later. Number 7. What we're not going to do in 2024 is not call people out on their shit. If your friend is wrong, tell your friend that they are wrong. If your friend is on one, tell your friend that they're on one. If your friend is not on the up and up about certain situations and details and people, tell them. Tell them. Because as a friend, you should let people know when they are messing up, so they don't go out into the world thinking that it's okay because the conversation that you and them are having is okay between you two. But when you go out into the real world, you got other people's opinions, you got other people's culture, other people's background, other people's religion. Like, just let your friend know when they're wrong. And you know when they're wrong. Honestly, they probably know when they're wrong too. But if you are encouraging it, if you are accepting it, they're going to keep doing it. Okay? Call people out on their shit. Let them know. Hey, friend, you wrong. Hey, sis, you wrong. Hey, bro, you wrong. I still love you. It's not going to change. I'm still your friend. But you're wrong. Tighten up. Number 8. What we're leaving in 2023 is not calling ourselves out on shit. I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty ASF. I am hella guilty of not checking me. Right? Check yourself. You know when you have done something foul. You know when you have not been about the right. You know when you have overstepped your boundary. You know when you have done too much. You know when you have done too little. We live with ourselves. Nobody else knows us better than we do. So when you are wrong, check yourself, sit with that, and then make strides to become a better version of you. But call yourself out, check it, and then correct it. Somebody put that on a shirt for me. Check it, then correct it. Valism. Number 9. We are not overplaying our positions in anyone's lives. The only person's life that I want you to overplay your position in is yours. Okay? Yours and yours alone. We are not getting ready to overplay our position in our friends' lives, our man's lives, unless it's your husband. If it's your husband, baby, you do what you do biblically, what you think you're supposed to, or you do whatever you subscribe to, you do whatever it is you feel you're supposed to do for your mate. Because honestly and truly, when I get married, I know that we become one. So if I'm overplaying my position in my husband's life, that means I'm overplaying my position in my life. And the same goes for him. So, but your little boyfriend that has not given you an inkling that you're getting ready to have some type of real commitment or real relationship or whatnot, or marriage or engagement, don't overplay your position in that man's life. No, I'm no dating expert. There's other people you can check out for that. Okay? But what I do know from being a person who has overplayed their position in people's lives, I don't want to say I regret it, but I wish that I would have scaled back just a little bit, because what I was doing was giving people more of what they didn't already appreciate. in the hopes of, well, if I do this, then they'll appreciate that. No, no, no. Takers do not have boundaries. They will continuously take, 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 take. And givers, you don't have boundaries either. We don't have boundaries either. So we have to also be mindful of how much we're giving to people. Because trust you me, they're going to keep taking as long as the getting is good. Number 9. Oh, 8. Nope, I'm sorry. 10. What we're going to leave in 2023. We are going to leave not believing in ourselves, not dreaming, not creating, and not living. Okay? I'm going to give you guys a brief overview of my 2023. And you guys know me, I'm pretty transparent. Now, trust and believe, I don't tell y'all everything because your girl got to take some shit to her grave. But I tell you guys enough for you to know that I'm not just somebody who is sitting on a podcast yelling into a microphone about things that they never experienced. So, in 2023, many of you may know this, many of you may not, but my favorite accessory came home, my son. My son is 23 years old. I had him when I was 16. Stop trying to do the math because y'all know I'm 29. But he was gone for 3 years. And the last time that I saw him before he got arrested was at the hospital because he had OD'd, collapsed in the bay of the hospital, died, and got brought back to life. Okay? And the chaplain called me and told me, and I've never been phoned by a chaplain before, but I know when they call that it's pretty much over, you know? And so I hear this man talking, but I hear absolutely nothing that is coming out of his mouth. And so I rush to the hospital, and he's still on the phone with me while I'm on my way to the hospital. And he's like, be careful getting here. We don't want you getting into an accident, you know? And so my baby survived. He lived. They were able to get him back. And he FaceTimed me. And we were on FaceTime together. And I was, you know, getting photos and everything. Because I knew that once they ran him, that they would find out that he had a warrant out for his arrest. Which I told him to handle, but hey, this was a, 20-year-old at the time. I can't make him do anything, right? So he did not handle his business like I advised him to. And I felt like they would let me see him because they were going to arrest him, but they didn't. And, you know, they kept playing him. They kept playing me to the point where the nurse came and talked to me and she was like, well, unfortunately, they've taken him out this way. And so they took him out like a side door and I went out the front door. But I was able to see him while he was walking to the police car. And I was just like, damn, he just died. And I didn't even get a chance to touch him, to hug him, to kiss him. I didn't get a chance to. I mean, I told him I loved him and I waved bye to him. And my uncle was with me, the one I call my dunkle. And he, you know, he was with me. But it was like, wow, like, I didn't even get a chance to say, see you later, right? So anywho, he goes to jail. And they sentenced him to 3 years. So the last time I got a chance to see him was literally after he had OD, died, got brought back to life. So, you know, I'm dealing with it, you know. What can I do? Fast forward to May of 2023. He gets released. And I'm so excited, y'all. I'm so excited. Like, I am all smiles. I am reaching out to all my people in Georgia. Like, hey, my son is coming home. He's a little younger than you, but I want to get him underneath some good dudes. And I want to get him under some guys that kind of can help him navigate. Because I'm not a man. I can't. You know, I know my position. I know my part. And they were all for it. You know, I took him out to the comedy club with me. I performed. He recorded me. He met some of the ladies that I was, you know, good duties with. And they were speaking life into him and letting him know, like, hey, you got a good mom. Like, come on, man, get it together. And he went back to jail. He went back. And when I tell y'all, that broke my heart, man. Like, I could meet and date a million men that could screw me over, betray me, stab me in the back. You know, a million. And I'll bounce back 1,000,001 times. But for whatever reason, this one was like, I literally felt my heart break. And I gave up. I stopped believing. I stopped dreaming. I stopped creating. I stopped living. And I don't want anybody else to get to that place in life where they give up on themselves. Because as much as I love my son, he chose his path. He determined his fate. He went against the grain. And it almost took me out in the process. And I have another child. I have a 19-year-old daughter who is phenomenal. And not to say that my son isn't phenomenal. He's lost, right? And my daughter is phenomenal. She does what she's supposed to. She's in college. She's working. She's a breath of fresh air. And so many times I have not been able to give to her because I had given so much to him. And by the time I got to her, I was tired. I was worn out. My brain was fried. You know, I was discombobulated. I couldn't understand, like, I'm giving you the best of me. I'm giving you things I never had before. I had you at 16. Like, fuck, kid, what do you want from me? I'm trying. I'm here, you know? And so it was the worst loss that I had in 2023. And I kept trying to navigate through life. I kept trying to put myself out there. I kept trying to maintain an image, a reputation. I kept trying to present myself as somebody who was stronger than what they were. I kept trying to present myself as somebody who had it all together, who was falling apart. Like, I remember going to the comedy clubs, doing 3 to 5 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes, whatever I did at that time, and then crying all the way home. I would literally get up in front of an audience full of strangers and make them laugh. And then I would cry all the way home. So I said all that to say this. Put yourselves first, ladies and gentlemen. Do I love my son? Hell yes. Am I going to let him kill me? Hell no. Did I love my partner that I was with? No homo. I was with a man, okay? But you know, the terminology's changed, so you gotta be clear. Did I love the man that I was with? Hell yes. Was I getting ready to continuously let him not hold me in the light that I should have been held in? Hell no. That's why we're not together now. Did I love my homegirl? Hell yeah. Was I getting ready to allow her to continuously play in my face? Hell no. No. And I don't want you guys to do it either. I love you all. Seriously, I do. I don't have to know you. I don't have to meet you. I don't have to know your story. I don't have to, none of that matters. If we can hate without a reason, we can love without a reason. And I love without a reason, okay? So, 2023 in a review, what we gonna do? We're going to leave all of this behind. I'm gonna run through these 10 real quick again, and then I'm out of here. 1, we're not dating down. 2, we are not letting people live with us. 3, we are not ignoring red flags. 4, we are not putting ourselves last. 5, we are not being strong, independent black women. Now, you can still be strong. You can still be independent. You can still be black. You can still be a woman. But baby, let a man be a man. And know when to take off that hat. Know when to let people take care of you, pour into you, and help you. And if the people that are in your life are not doing that, get rid of them. It'll make room for the ones who will. 6, not having boundaries. We're creating boundaries. We're sticking to them. 7, we are not going to not call people out on their shiggity. 8, we are not going to not call ourselves out on our shiggity. 9, we are not overplaying our position in anybody's lives but our own. 10, we are not going to stop believing in ourselves. We are not going to stop dreaming. We are not going to stop creating. And we are not going to stop living. Keep dreaming, dreamer. Keep believing, believer. Keep creating, creative. Keep living life. This is your hostess with the mostest, Valenice B. You all know how you can reach me, but if you don't, I'll let you know. Email valenicebb@gmail.com. Website www.valeniceb.com. All of my handles on social media are the same. Valenice B. That's Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook. You can also find me on Facebook at Shug Brewington. I am maxed out on friends, but you can hit the follow. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, I love you from the bottom of my feet to the top of my baby hair. And I will be back soon. 2024, all gas, no brakes. We're not playing, okay? We're not playing. I love you guys. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves. If you need to hit me up, you can do so by text at 404-558-8168. Do not play on my phone. Do not send me DPs. Don't send me PPs either. And if you don't know what a PP is, use your imagination, child. I ain't gonna tell you. Love you. Talk to you soon. Peace and blessings. Thank you all for tuning in to Valenice B and Framley. Welcome to the Framley.